The government has made lifting thousands more children out of poverty a key priority, but solo mums on the benefits say they're struggling to make ends meet each week and want to see more help in this week's budget. Ngā Kurawai has six children and is in transitional housing at Auckland's Te Puia Marae. She says the government needs to step up its plans to build more affordable housing and help people like her who are weighed down with debt to work and income. She spoke to our social issues reporter, Sarah Robson.
Earlier this year, I was renting a three-bedroom house privately, paying $650 a week, and I got given a 90-day notice. And that left me and my kids pretty much homeless. I've been trying my hardest to get into private rentals for a long time, and I feel it's just being judged a lot, you know, being a solo mum with six children under eight and my youngest being 8 months old. It's just so hard, and coming here, it opened my eyes up again. I took a lot of stress off my shoulders. I've been struggling so hard to find a house, and now that I'm in transitional, I know I'm going to get a house soon, and it's Housing New Zealand, and it's my first Housing New Zealand house, and I've always wanted one, and I can't wait to get there.
When you were looking for a private rental, what were rents like out there?
Well, with the amount of children I have, I was looking for four to six bedroom homes. The rent prices, man, $800 to maybe $1,250 is what I was looking at, but I knew I couldn't afford anything over $800. Realistically, I can't. It's ridiculous out there.
So if housing's that unaffordable, I mean, what does that mean in terms of what money you've got left over to pay for other stuff?
Exactly. What money do I have left over? I mean, I'd rather put a roof over my head. And me and my kids struggle every single week for food. Yes, I know the marae's here, they supply food and all of that. Oh, but my kids are so fussy, you know. They're so fussy. And, it's just been hard, you know. And then having all the other financial stuff come into play as well, you know, like your debts and your outgoings and all of that. It gets so hard every single week.
And that was Ngā Kurawai, who's in transitional housing at Auckland's Te Puia Marae, speaking to our social issues reporter, Sarah Robson.